So here with Davo at Petersfield Town after an away defeat in the league, 3-1. Davo, obviously after the dramas of the last game here with the lights going out and such a poor display in the first half, you must have thought you were in with a chance of taking something from the game tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I said to their manager afterwards, you know, it was an embarrassing situation last time, you know, to get that another crack at this game tonight. I say it's embarrassing, but, you know, I've got to be honest, it's obviously great that we did have this opportunity, and you think maybe we'd have a chance of getting something. We certainly played a lot better today, but ultimately, you know, they got what they deserved first time, really, with the 3 points. So I can't be too despondent. Shame, really. I thought we deserved to get something from the game, but we didn't. So, yeah, got what we deserve from the first game, really.
And in terms of the game tonight, obviously, won a goal down. It looked as though, for me, you started the game slightly sloppy. Certainly didn't start as well as you did on Saturday. And then sort of grew into the game and nicked the equaliser, and you go in level at half-time, and it's all to play for in the second half.
Yeah, I thought they were the better side in the first half. We were all at sea defensively. I mean, we've got problems defensively with players out and stuff like that. So, not going to go into that. But, you know, we were a bit all at sea. They pulled us apart a little bit and could have had two or three goals. But having said that, you know, we carved out a fair few good chances as well. So, you know, on the balance of play, you know, there should have been more goals at both ends, I thought, in the first half. But I thought they edged it. But, you know, we were quite happy to be level at half-time.
And in terms of the second half, probably the better side, but a night of missed opportunities and missed chances. They snuck a late goal, and obviously the third one is them on the break in terms of you trying to get an equaliser. But is it fair to say, I mean, you could have been out of sight before they went 2-1 up, maybe 4 or 5-1?
Well, not necessarily that many, but I certainly thought we carved out a lot of chances. We should have been ahead, no doubt about it, we should have been ahead. You know, in the second half, we were the better side. We've missed a couple of great chances, really, really good chances. And then, you know, the one that Rob Carr's hit over with an open goal, right? Got a bobble on what was a poor pitch. It was, you know, it was a poor pitch. It was really poor. You know, they can't, you know, they've had some bad weather and stuff like that, I guess. But, you know, the pitch wasn't in great condition. For both sides, you know, they started off the game trying to play some football, but I thought at the back, and then resorted to playing to the conditions and hitting it long and exploiting us defensively all at sea. You know, they started hitting it into longer up to the big striker and the new signing, they got the nippy lad up front, Bailey, and you know, they caused us a few problems. But you know, we obviously try and play football where we can. Get it, you know, pass, and then out wide with a longer ball, short, long stuff, and we struggled to do that on the pitch. I mean, all pitches aren't great, but tonight's pitch was poor. But you know, they all their players were saying the same thing, and as I said, it's for both sides, and it is difficult to prepare pitches with the bad weather these days, anyway. So.
And I suppose you've got the perfect shot of redemption. Obviously, a week yesterday, you play them again next Tuesday at home. As I say, a perfect shot of turning round tonight and picking up 3 points on home turf where your form seems to be strong and you seem to be quite comfortable.
Yeah, I hope so. Obviously, we've got Ware to deal with first. Hopefully, we can go there. We're even more depleted defensively for that game. So it's going to be tricky, but I've got every faith that we can... You know, we can go and do something going forwards, because we certainly look lively going forward. And you know, if we can score many, then sounds a bit silly, but if we can score more than we can see, which is the same with every game, but we're going to have to be quite offensive, I think, on Saturday. And then obviously we play them again at home, where our pitch is a little bit better, isn't it, than this? It's not, our pitch isn't great, but it's a bit better than the pitch was tonight. And obviously we're really, really good at home at the moment, so. Hopefully we can bounce or get a result that maybe we deserve today, next week at home.
And just in terms of your plans, obviously, for Saturday, how do you prepare for that now? Have you got any training plan for this week, and who's available or maybe not available for Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be training for sure. And then obviously we've got, we've still got Jack White missing, Rossi's missing. We've still got James Scott out. Drew Parker out, so we are depleted for sure. So yeah, we're just going to have to pick a side that that can go out there and hopefully get a result. It would be great if we could get something. We need to improve our away form. We're trying everything to improve that, and you know, hopefully the second half of the season we can improve that, because if we do, you know, to go alongside the good home form we've got, then you know, we're on for a decent season. But you can't just rely on home results all the time. It puts pressure on your home form, which has been good, but you know, you need to start picking some things up away from home. We're too easy to beat away from home. You know, I said to him afterwards, we're not ruthless in both boxes. We have to take chances. We've missed great chances. We've got to score, and we've got to be stronger defensively. You know, that they're saying that the ball went out for the second goal. It did look a bit like it spun out. We've got a player swinging on the bar as it looks like it's gone out. Just stand there and head the thing. Head it off the line, and stop the, or get smashed in the face as you're doing it. You know, we're too nice, and it's frustrating that we do that. But you know, we're a bit naive in both boxes. We're pretty between both boxes, and we're not good enough in, you know, in our defensive box and our attacking box. So yeah, it's frustrating, mate, isn't it? I mean, we can't bring in the calibre of player that is that dominant force in them key areas. We haven't got them. Simple as that. We haven't got them. So we've got to develop them. And you can teach people formations. You can teach people how to defend certain situations. You can't teach people to have a, you know, I was going to say a word which I shouldn't have said, but you know, strength of character to go and get your head hurt to score a goal or to stop a goal from happening. And yeah, we don't do that, you know, so it's frustrating.
Again, though, and I understand what you're saying, but you've developed through some, obviously, young lads. They're on show again tonight, and you must be proud of what you've achieved at the club in terms of the age of the side and what you've developed.
Again, you know, nine or ten, was it today, that were under the age of 19 in a 16-man squad is superb, isn't it? We can't do anything else. We can't afford to do anything else, so that's what we have to do, so... You know, if I could, I wouldn't have as many as that if I could afford to. But we have to, and you look at performances like, you know, like young Ben Toy, 16 in midfield today on a tough pitch. You know, he's running around, ratting around. Didn't have his best game, but you know, in the thick of it, he's going to be better for that in the next 6 months or so. He's going to keep developing. You look at Josh Harfield, left back today. He was playing Hampshire League last year, and he's still 19. I thought he was outstanding. You know, he's up and down the pitch, strength. Quality on the ball. Yes, he's raw. Yes, you know, there's areas to improve, but that's a player to be proud of. We've plucked him from obscurity, really, in Hampshire League, and obviously he was at Whitchurch for a bit last year, and he looks every inch a Southern League player. With work to do, but he will get better for sure.
Yeah, once again, congratulations on the work that you've done with the squad. But I guess commiserations tonight, and best of luck for Saturday at Ware, and then on the return fixture next Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.